copy of that.
Picture on the front page of the paper, you and Jack Valenti.
That's right.
I hope it wasn't whiskey.
Oh, no, it wasn't. This one.
What did you think about the process? Pretty interesting, wasn't it?
That interesting. Of course, I don't know much about yesterday.
We have, you know, we're doing some of this cooperation with the Israelis and some with the Russians. I'm going to have a new bill on it tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes, it'll be about $200 million that we'll use in the next 5 years. Our resistance ceases. If you quit hitting me, I won't even hit back. I don't need to hit back. Is that clear?
Yes.
You, your desire for world peace and your well-known intention, desire to reach a peaceful settlement, I would like to appeal your excellent most earnestly and sincerely in the name of humanity to direct that your military forces will stop completely the bombing of North Vietnam so as to make it possible for me to go to Hanoi to explore whatever opens for solution there might arise. Now, first of all, we want peace more than anyone, and we will have no resistance if you stop the aggression. You can be sure of that. So you get the aggression stopped, and we stop just like that. You kill two birds with one stone. You get them to stop the aggression, then we'll stop resisting, because that's all we've done. And you don't need to be worried about getting bombed in Hanoi, because there hasn't been one person hurt in Hanoi. I hope, Mr. President, the interest of peace in Vietnam and the whole world, you wish to give a favorable response to this, my humble and sincere appeal. Now, my response is very succinctly this. You do not need to worry about a visit to Hanoi to promote peace, because we want peace. And if you can do anything to get them to stop their aggression, you can obtain peace just like that. And there's no reason to be concerned about bombing Hanoi. Hanoi has not been bombed.
The reason why he sent me immediately was because of the...
Sir?
The reason why he sent me immediately was the letter was the report which he received from the special mission he sent to Hanoi. They reported to him yesterday, 4 o'clock. I was there when they reported. They reported that...
Who reported that? On his mission?
His mission. His special mission was sent to Hanoi. And because experienced some difficulties, they reported that they had to go by escorted by special military squadron from Peking to Hanoi and then back. And that while they were in Hanoi, where there were anti-aircraft boom all the time, therefore they advised my president not to go. Now, my president is very angry. He thinks that no opportunity should be lost. Because he says that the only door now open is this invitation which was sent to him by North Vietnamese authority. So he thinks that no sacrifice would be greater. Whilst he's there, at least the bombing is not only 3 days or 4 days. This is the only thing he's asking. It's possible that while he's there, he can also ask for the cessation of any hostilities while he's having talks. And therefore, his main point is that he must do everything since the opportunity used to be open to him. He must do everything to get North Vietnam to come to the conference table. And if he can do this, then the other things will follow, like the ceasefire, start with, of all sides, to allow for the positions to take place. This is why he has followed what I have called fever diplomacy. Without any warning, he has sent me that. I apologize for this hurried way of doing things.
Very happy to see you. I hope you'll return and tell him that he has that I have told you that one, we have not bombed Hanoi, and that he need not be frightened by these statements that he can't come for that reason, because we just haven't the bomb. Number two, that if he can get the aggression ceased, we can have peace overnight. We want peace more than he does, because we are losing our boys every day. We're not going to allow anyone to come and gobble up little independent countries and swallow them up when they ask us for help and we have a treaty to agree to do it. We're going to stay there and try to give them a choice, let them have the right of self-determination. And we don't think that we can run out of there, and I don't think he can run us out. But if he will stop his aggression, we will stop our resistance. And I wouldn't let any bombs that have never fallen on Hanoi stop them.
The other point I wanted to do is the responsibility of the EU. Maybe after Hanoi or before ever doing.
You just say to him my best wishes and give him this message, and after he gets back from Hanoi, let's see what the results of it, see how successful he's been. We have tried everything we know, and we haven't found anybody that's gotten much hope out of Ho Chi Minh. It doesn't look like he got any. When he told him he wanted to come see him, he said, oh no, you'll get killed. And if he'll just stop his aggression, we'll stop our resistance. That's clear. And number two, we haven't bombed Hanoi. He doesn't need to think that that he's going to get killed because he goes there. That's just you know what I mean.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for being with us.
I hope someday we can all live in a world where all nations are happy together and working together. And our country is much happier here. Made great progress this year. I think the ambassador will tell you. We just signed a great voter.
I watched it. It's very good.
And we look forward to the day when we can all be brothers together, working together, and have peace in the world. And we appreciate your desire to have peace. And we wish you well, and we'll cooperate and move.
You stay out of Texas unless you got Jack Lane, would you?
Don't you go down and drink up all this fresh water. We haven't got too much of it. That plant's not working very fast. You and Jack Lane can drink it all
right.
They tell me they've had a shortage since you all went down.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to fix it?
Yes.
That's what you think.